This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. Speak about your life, your money, and your investments. We are coming to you, as always, from the spiritual and soon-to-be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. We'll skip it, the rest of the introduction because we're in the middle of a war, and we'll still try to keep it toned down a bit. Once again, our thoughts go out with all those who've lost loved ones, people who are still missing or have been abducted. Our thoughts and prayers are with you as well. And for the injured, may you all have a speedy recovery. So sometimes it takes a big crisis for us to do what we should be doing anyway. And I'd like to focus on, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, wartime personal finance. I don't know, my hunch is if you Google that, you'll get like one. You'll get one result. But there are some things that we can do now because we're in the middle of the war, but that people should do all the time anyway, just as part of the routine, okay? But sometimes it takes a slap in the face for us to wake up and do what's correct. So the first thing I'd like to speak about, and I've spoken about this maybe 120 times, is the need or how essential it is to have an actual emergency fund, right? We bang people on the head in our industry, in the financial advice industry, to have an emergency fund, but it really is true that you need it, right? Especially now when people might be out of work, or they have extra expenses that come up, or there's some damage to property because a missile hit their house, God forbid, or a myriad of other reasons, that it really pays to have between 3 and 6 months of your expenses, your monthly expenses, stashed away in the bank. It's not to make you a millionaire or a billionaire. It's to have money when crisis hits. And for those of us now in Israel, crisis has hit. And you know, if something happens, again, you're in the South, or not even in the South anymore, but you know, your car gets hit by a missile or what have you, what are you supposed to do, right? Well, if you've got some money until the insurance comes through, if you have an emergency fund, it can tide you over. It's really, really important. I can't stress enough the importance all the time to have an emergency fund, right? If you have to have your wisdom teeth pulled, if your fridge breaks, if you're unemployed, whatever, right? It's important to have money on the side so that when that happens, you're covered. And you have plenty of other things now to think about, taking care of your family's survival, to figure out, oh my God, where am I going to get money to pay for X, Y, and Z, is not your top priority, okay? So create an emergency fund, 3 to 6 months of expenses, okay? Number two is just to make sure, again, with there, especially locally on local markets, there's been incredible amounts of volatility. You just want to make sure, you know, that your portfolios are lined up within or in tune to your personal goals and needs, and to know that you can sleep well at night with the amount of risk that you have, okay? So you're not nervous. Once again, there are a lot of other things going on right now. You certainly don't need to have to focus on your money, right? That should be the last thing, because it should be on autopilot in things that you're comfortable with that fit your risk level, okay? Stock up on essentials. Now, I should have led off by saying don't panic, right? Panic in all phases of life is generally bad, okay? And I'm a big believer in not ever panicking. But, not even a but, you should have essentials, whether it is, you know, some extra, I know there was a call recently to stock up on water and what have you. You know, you can have water, but you can also, you know, if they run out of water in the stores, you can just turn on the tap. You know, believe it or not, there is water that comes out of the sink. So you can use that. And if you really don't like how it tastes, you can always boil it and then put it into some bottle, okay? But other essentials, some dried foods, some, you know, canned goods, you want to have some medical supplies on hand. For those of us in Israel who go into your safe rooms, probably a good idea to have a couple of chargers there as well. Maybe a radio, batteries. I know radio. Katzman, what are you talking about? We haven't used radios in 20 years. So have chargers so that your phones are charged. So then in case the electricity goes out or what have you, you can still get news. You can still get vital information That might end up saving your life. Okay. So you want to have some flashlights or what have you. Hey, Katzman, you don't need a flashlight. It's on your cell phone. Believe it or not, we can still use these old fashioned things, right? They still help in the case of an emergency. Because what happens if your phone dies? Okay. Always have a backup plan. That's what we're talking about. I'm not trying to make fun or jest of any of this kind of stuff, but it pays to have it. Okay. So, just in review, emergency fund, really, really important. Make sure just that your investments are in tune with your goals and needs. You're not overly aggressive, that you can deal with that you sleep well at night, even with the volatility that we're in. Stock up on essentials, whether for food and those other essentials, whether it's medical equipment, you know, first aid stuff. Make sure you're good with that. Make sure that you've got a bunch of cell phone chargers in your safe rooms and everything else, so that your phones are fully charged. Batteries, radio, all kinds of stuff like that. Okay. This is a few tips to help on the financial side of things, make things maybe a little bit easier and at least to think about for the next time there's a crisis. And once again, I can't stress enough, the most important thing, to pray. Okay. I don't want to get preachy, but it's important for us to realize, you know, where this is all coming from ultimately. And we must, you know, pray and believe ultimately that we will be saved and that everything's going to be good. And this is going to end up being for our own good. And just one more thing, right? This isn't, you know, we've been through, our people, our nation, the world has been through many crises of this type in the past. And thank God we tend to get through them. So with that, be faithful, pray, believe that good things are going to happen, and this is all for the best. Okay. Once again, and if we're talking about prayer, please pray for all the soldiers on the front lines. Pray for the families who have missing loved ones. Please pray for families, who have injured, both civilians and soldiers, and please pray for families. Who've lost both soldiers and civilians in this, you know, horrific terrorist attack. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon, hopefully with better news, and may we only share good news with one another. All the best.